Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
Radio SBS en français, en ligne et sur votre smartphone.
Nous sommes avec la commissaire Thérèse Fitzgerald de la police du Victoria, à laquelle nous allons poser quelques questions, et notamment en termes de sécurité. Durant cette période chargée de vacances entre backpackers, touristes et locaux également, qui voyagent à travers le pays, et notamment vers les plages, selon vous, quels seraient les conseils de sécurité à suivre ?
Sure, particularly around Victoria and our beaches around Victoria, we want people to be aware of their safety whilst they're on the beach, and if they're going to swim, we ask that they be confident in the water and exercise caution. Swim between the flags, so if you see Life Saving Victoria around, you'll see the yellow and red flags, and we want you to swim between those flags, because if you do get into trouble in the water, you'll be able to get assistance quite easily. We ask that you really be aware of road safety whilst you're out driving around. In my division, from Altona and Williamstown, around the beaches there, we'll have a lot of police out and about there to ensure the safety of everybody who's coming to the beach, making sure that you're keeping your valuables safe and locking them away if you're going to go for a swim, so that people can't steal them. But we'll have a strong police presence around the beach and around the water, so that we can ensure that offences are not occurring and that everybody is safe over this Christmas and holiday period.
Comment les gens peuvent savoir si une plage ne représente aucun danger pour la baignade?
Well, they can look up the Life Saving Victoria website, that's www.lsv.com.au, and I'm not sure whether it's available in Thai language, but they can certainly see in English and have it translated. That will tell you where the beaches are patrolled, but you will very clearly see the yellow and red flags displayed along the beaches where there are Life Saving Victoria. So I would urge your community to look up that website and find out where the patrolled beaches are. Don't swim where it's not a patrolled beach. And around the rivers, etc. as well, any waterways can be dangerous if you're not a confident and competent swimmer. So I would urge you to exercise water caution at all times. Watch your children regularly around the water. It only takes a very small amount of water for a child to drown. So if you have blow-up pools in your backyard, anything like that where there is water around, you cannot take your eye off children in the water. So please be aware of that and be very careful when you're about in the public and around water with children.
Et puis alors, pendant cette période de fête, l'alcool est présent. Certains ne savent peut-être pas qu'il est interdit de boire dans des endroits publics en Australie. Comment peuvent-ils se renseigner?
Okay, so if you know that you're going to a particular beach area, so for example, if you were going to Williamstown, you would look up the Hobsons Bay local council website, and they can tell you where the bans are or the prohibitions around alcohol consumption in those areas are. So they have very clear detailed maps about it. So it depends on where you're going. Again, if you're going to the St Kilda foreshore, you would look up the Port Phillip Council website. So just look to the council websites, and that will give you the information about where the restrictions are for alcohol use along the bay.
Pour le jour de l'an, pour celles et ceux qui comptent venir voir les feux d'artifice en ville, quel serait votre message pour leur sécurité et puis celle des autres?
Well, it's a great time to be in Melbourne on New Year's Eve and Christmas. We have amazing fireworks here in Melbourne. But if you're bringing your children into town, just make sure that you're watching them at all times. Again, there are alcohol restrictions in public places, so please be aware of those. Be aware of your valuables whilst you have them with you. Make sure that they're secure. And most of all, stick together and have fun. It's a great place to be on New Year's Eve, in and around the bay and also in the CBD.
Radio SBS. Les informations, les actualités et les histoires qui vous inspirent dans votre langue. Joignez-vous à la conversation. sbs.com.au/french.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/sbsfrench.